This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're here, and we're here for the next 2 hours. 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and hour number one, we're going to be talking about dogs and dog breeds and what you should know about selecting a dog. It's important because this dog will be a member of your family. Dr. Doug Lee is with us. He's a veterinarian, a DVM. Welcome, Dr. Doug Lee.
Thank you. Thank you. You hesitate to mention that it's cold in the Ozarks also.
It
we get a couple warm days and it bottom falls out of it.
Well, you know, I stepped outside to check the wood stove. Dr. Lee, we heat our house with an outdoor wood furnace. And we have lots of trees falling down here on the farm. And when they fall down or if they're dead, we'll just cut them up for firewood.
Right.
So I went out to check the outdoor wood furnace, and it is a sheet of ice. It's freezing rain. Very thin coat, slick. You can't really tell that it's like that. So I expect that there are going to be a number of accidents this morning from those who think that the road might just have a little bit of rain on them, but it's not.
Hey.
It's slick.
Yeah.
So,
well, my problem is I've got a frozen stock tank, but let's talk about dogs. Got to defreeze the tank or de-ice the tank before the next freeze comes along. So.
Yeah. Good point. So, Dr. Lee, a number of us are interested in animals and having them, and we know that from your last appearance here in class, you're telling us that people live longer when they have animals that they love and they take care of them. So, dogs. You know, I was thinking, how do we select a dog? You know, do we just look in the window and say, you know, how much is that doggy? Or do we spend some more time evaluating personalities, traits, and so forth, size? And then, you know, you've mentioned this. You've mentioned this to me. Size, coat, personality. What do we do?
Right.
How do we start this process?
Well, first of all, you have to go way, way back. Dogs, no matter what that breed they are, they all came from a wolf way, way back. As a matter of fact, at 3,000 to 4,000 years ago, they saw that the Egyptians had greyhounds on the walls of their whatever, and then also you have the caveman even had dogs. So they go way, way back. My travels around wherever I've been around the world, I've seen what I've always called the universal dog, which looks a lot like a Basenji. So it tells you that apparently the Egyptians took their dogs around the world wherever they went, and they went a lot of places. But we get to the wolf. Now, right now, there are the AKC, American Kennel Club, which is probably the most recognized dog association in the country, or maybe the world even. They are 132 years old. And they have registered with them 202 breeds. And I've never heard of them dropping a breed, although they may have, I'm sure. But they add breeds periodically, and it takes a lot to get into the AKC. There are other kennel clubs that are recognized, but AKC is the one you see on TV. So that's the one to look at if you want to see dogs. Now, we get down to a couple of things. size of the dog, the personality of the dog, and the hair coat of the dog, in my opinion, are probably the most important things to consider. And really, I think personality is the most important. Because that disposition is something you're going to live with for anywhere from 5 or 7 years or so for some of the large breeds, up to 17-plus years for the average-sized breed. Now, why the spread? Larger breeds don't live as long. Great Danes, for example, their life expectancy is pretty darn short, 5, 7 years. That's about it. You take the average little mixed breed, he's up around 17 years or so, and the small type poodles and so forth, they're in there in that area also. But that dog's going to be with you for a long time, and you can't divorce him. Sure, you can take him to the dog pound, but or the Humane Society or someplace, but that's not a very neat place to go. So you want to avoid that. So I think you have to pick a dog by the personality. Now, the personality can be developed a lot by the individual. And I mentioned to you earlier about this one guy that came in one day with a little 8-week-old pit bull. Pit bulls have a bad, bad name, obviously. We all know that, as being aggressive. Well, this guy, he wanted to have a combat cut on the dog's ears. Now, as far as cropping ears, that's a thing. It's tough on the dog. The dog may look better, but that's the personal thing. If you want to crop, get him cropped. If you don't, don't. But he wanted a combat cut. This told me quite a bit about the guy, really. Before he even did anything else, and he put the dog down, he started, look at this. Look at how aggressive he is. He started teasing an 8-week-old dog, and the dog is snapping at him. Mm-hmm. And he said, boy, he's going to be a good one. Well, I never did see that guy again, thank goodness. But I think the way you train the dog is a big, big factor in how he's going to be as a pet. Now, sure, there's training, there's house training, and so forth, but those things are normal for every dog. Disposition is a big thing, and a lot of it is inherited. It is something that you can control, you can groom somewhat as far as personality and all, but there's still that innate instinct. You see that in guard dogs. Dobermans, German Shepherds, whatever else. Belgian Malinois right now are the ones that it's very popular. It's like a German Shepherd, it's smaller, but it sure has the aggressiveness. But that's innate. All right, we get down to, after you get through that, well, you get down into the hair coat. Now, hair coats are important. Because with a hair coat, you have to have the dog groomed, whether it be just bathing or clipping. If it's a long-haired dog, he's going to have mats. If it's a short-haired dog, he's going to shed. And they do shed more in summertime because I got to get rid of that summer hair coat. I've got short-haired dogs, and boy, they hate to see that car go through the car wash because they spend a half an hour just vacuuming. So you do have that to consider. Mats on long-haired dogs can be a problem. They will usually develop in certain areas of the body more so than others. But you have to get them out of there. If you don't leave them there, they can be a problem. It's a great place for fleas to live. Ticks like certain areas. Fleas like certain areas of the body where it's a little more oily up in front of the tail head. But you have that to consider. Now, one of the biggest problems you have with long-haired dogs is you get a mat. As the dog gets older, he doesn't maybe clean himself as much as he should. And you start to get what's moist dermatitis problems underneath these mats. That then attracts flies. And there lies your biggest problem with this situation. The fly lays eggs. The eggs become maggots. And you got a long-haired dog with maggots in his hair coat. And when he walks in the office, you can smell him and you know just what he's got. And usually it's around the rectal area because his little bowel will be just matted back there, caught back there. Begins to get messy, the flies are there, and there you go. I have seen maggots eat holes a quarter of an inch deep in dog skin. So they are there. Maggots are a big, big problem. And of course, well, then you got lice and fleas. I mentioned all that mange. But you got to get these mats out of there, and you've got to get the dog groomed, bathed, or whatever. They do need baths periodically, and the toenails have to be clipped. But long-haired dogs require a little more attention. Now, as far as size, well, that's a personal thing. If you like big dogs, that's what you want. that they will eat more. They do take a little more space. Put them in the car, they'll take up a larger space in the car, so fewer people get with them. But they do eat a little more. Now, as far as attention, they don't require much more attention, say, other than a long-haired dog, except you don't have the coat matting and so forth. But they do eat more. Now, as far as what type of foods you feed, big dogs will eat hard foods just right out of the sack with no trouble at all. Small dogs tend to be a little more particular, so they don't eat as quickly. Everybody says, well, I better go ahead and get him some canned food. Okay, you give him canned food, he eats the devil out of that. Then he will go back to the dried food. But when he does eat that soft food, his teeth begin to deteriorate when he gets up around 5 years old or so, and you start getting teeth having to be pulled out. Whereas with a larger breed, you generally don't have that problem because he'll eat the dry food. The dry food tends to be abrasive on the teeth, and keeps them clean. So you do have the food situation with smaller breeds. And with the teeth problem, why then you can get abscessed teeth. You'll get teeth that start falling out. The mouth odor comes horrendous. So you have that to worry about. The large breeds, they've got their hip dysplasia. The hip dysplasia is where the ball and the socket of the joint don't fit together properly. And when that happens, why the dog aches, he hurts. And you can tell when a dog with hip dysplasia will get up, he'll sort of give a little grunt, an extra grunt to get up. He'll have a little different gait. And you can even feel it in his hips sometimes. If you get it bad enough, they luxate or dislocate. As far as treatment on that, there really is no treatment. But I had one procedure I used that I picked up at some veterinary meeting someplace, and it's cutting a muscle. If you lay your dog on its back and spread the legs apart, the hind legs, you'll see from the groin area down to the knee, there'll be a large muscle. Depending upon the size of the dog, it'll be anywhere from, maybe about a half an inch up to a smaller breed will be much smaller. But the smaller breeds don't have dysplasia, so you don't have that to contend with. Generally, though. But it can happen. But anyway, that muscle, you cut a piece of that muscle out of there, that relaxes the joint so it can go back into go back into the socket a little bit better. And I have seen very good relief with that. So, what do we got?
Yep, Dr. Lee, we're going into a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these few short messages. Dr. Doug Lee, veterinarian, and I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Doug Lee's with us. Dr. Lee, you know, you were talking about this man who wanted his dog's ears cut.
Right.
And we think we own these animals. And, you know, I tell my dog, I get down on the floor with him, and I tell all of our dogs when I get down on the floor with him, I tell him, you know, I'm so glad you live here. I'm glad you've chosen to stay here, and, you know, we're your family. I guess a lot of people think that their animals are owned by them and they can do whatever they want. Have you seen that in your practice?
Yes, I have. And really, most people treat the animal as they would one of their family. Occasionally, you get someone who mistreats the dog. As far as this ear cropping, you know, it used to be done. Everybody had to have a Doberman with the ears cropped, and then the pit bulls came along, and then they had to have them cropped. Mm-hmm. Boxers had to have them. Well, then it sort of phased out of popularity, and I think right now it's not done as extensively as it had been. And I think that's probably a pretty good thing, because you do a dog's ears, it's pretty painful. It really is. And particularly in the summertime, once again, you get into this fly situation. And I have seen maggots and ears, too, in the summertime. But, people tend to, you know, maybe they don't abuse the dog necessarily. Sometimes they do, but, you know, they tend to maybe be a little overbearing with the dog. And they put it on a lead, maybe yank it around and so forth. You know, here's something else I wanted to mention, Vince, while we're talking about these breeds. Insurance. I don't know. A lot of people probably aren't aware, and I'm sure they probably still don't insure certain breeds of dogs. Some insurance companies won't insure chows, Dobermans, German Shepherds, Pit Bulls, and a couple other breeds. And that just, so if you've got homeowners insurance, it's not covered.
Many people are not aware of that.
So that's a really good point.
Big
breed dog. Make sure that, if it's one of those aggressive breeds. But you would hurt the chicken, make sure that it's covered by your homeowner.
Here's something else I wanted to mention, too.
As far as breeds, now, of course, we got mixed breeds. We got purebred breeds. Mixed breeds from the Humane Society generally make very good dogs, good pets, disease-free, no genetic weaknesses. They've been diluted during the breeding period. But there is, on the Internet, a site called Wikipedia, WIKIPEDIA.com. And Wikipedia, if you're looking for a certain breed of dog, get on Wikipedia, type in the name of the breed of the dog, and that'll give you everything you'll ever want to know about it, disposition, genetic traits, life history, and so forth. But that's a very, very good source for information on what breed to get.
You mentioned insurance. And I had it with our insurance company, and I decided to shop for insurance. And so I called a bunch of insurance companies, Allstate, State Farm. I called most of the big names. And I got the question from many of these phone calls when I was shopping for home insurance, actually farm insurance. And the question is, do you have any dogs? Mm-hmm. Yep, we do. And what kind? And they were very interested in German Shepherds, Pit Bulls, Dobermans, exactly as you said, and they were telling me that, you know, if you've got one of those, we can't insure you.
Yeah.
And I said, what about an English Mastiff or a Neapolitan Mastiff? Oh, that's fine. That's fine. So it was more what they determined the personality of the dogs to be rather than the size of the dog. And I think, you know, we've had German Shepherds, and they've been absolutely delightful.
Yeah.
And so the question now is it because of the family that the dog lives with and how the dog is treated, you know, not being yelled at, hit, chained up, scolded? Do all those negative things have a bearing on the dog's personality?
Well, first of all, you've got to have genetics. Is probably the biggest thing when it comes to this aggressive trait. Because, you know, there was a movement at one point to euthanize aggressive bloodlines of Dobermans. Because there were, I believe it was, two bloodlines that were extremely aggressive. And I don't know whether they ever got that straightened out or not, but this was several years ago this was done. But the genetics enter into this. Now, once again, we go back to this guy with the pit bull and the ear cropping deal. 8 weeks ago.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into another break. And let's talk more about this dog and his master when we come back.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Last day, God, you're take my when you go to the feet for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Doug Lee's with us. He's a veterinarian, retired. And we're talking about aggressive dogs and aggressive breeds. And you're telling us a story about this one master who wanted to have his pit bull's ears cut.
Right. How much of that do we get into?
Well, I think you were going to tell us about the personality of that dog and maybe how his handler, his master, wanted to increase his aggressiveness.
Yeah. Well, of course, he had the little dog, 8-week-old dog, had the aggressiveness there already. I don't know when he started. I assume he probably got the dog probably about 6 weeks of age or thereabouts. But at 8 weeks of age, it was growling, snarling, snapping and everything. It starts to put your fingers out there at it. Now, what do they, you know, they fight with these dogs. That's why they want the combat cut, because the combat cut is virtually no ear, just maybe about an inch. That's about it. So, therefore, they can't get bitten off or anything or hung on to by another dog. But, yeah, this guy was quite a character. You can imagine what he was like.
I was looking at some of the, on the Internet, some of the most aggressive dog breeds, and I was kind of surprised at a couple of them. American Pit Bull Terrier, yeah. Rottweiler. Rottweiler, I guess, does not really surprise me because I think some of the owners choose that dog for the look of the dog as well as maybe some of the aggressiveness.
I'll tell you a story about
Siberian Husky.
The guy came in and the dog's toenails trimmed. We can't put the dog on a table because he's too big, so we got him on the floor. Well, I said, can you hold him? Oh, yeah, I can hold him. Well, in the process, we never did get the nails trimmed. And he was bitten, his hands were bleeding and everything else. He said, well, he didn't mean to do that. I said, he didn't mean to do that? Look at your hand. It wasn't an accident. But yeah, that was a Rottweiler. It's the last time we saw that Rottweiler, thank goodness. But yes.
Yeah, and then Siberian Husky is another one. I've seen Huskies. I didn't think that they were aggressive.
This is the ones I have seen. I put a question mark by them. I really would.
Okay. How about
once again?
All right, German Shepherds.
Remember, this dog is a little more on the wild side than other dogs because you know he came out of the Northlands. He was a working dog, still is a working dog up there. They, as a breed, they can probably go further back into the wolf line than which what our average pet is.
German Shepherd is another one.
Aggressive Huskies. Really?
Okay. How about the German Shepherd? Now, of course, we've talked about that, and a lot of people think they're aggressive. Ours have, you know, if they see something, they say something. There's no question about it when we've had German Shepherds.
I don't consider a Shepherd an aggressive dog.
You do not?
Once again, you can make them aggressive. They are made into guard dogs. You know, they're used in the military quite extensively just because they are a very intelligent dog and they will adapt to whatever they're trained to do.
So, yes. Do dogs remember, like, everything?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they do, without a doubt. It doesn't take too much to make them remember either. If it's something they don't like, they'll sure remember. If it's something sort of so-so, maybe they won't remember quite as much. They'll repeat of that situation, and they will definitely remember. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think they can they understand what you're saying. More so we probably realize. And there is literature out on that, too. Much more so.
How about the Alaskan?
You mentioned German Shepherd. I want to mention this Belgian Malinois. Quite frankly, I never heard of the Belgian Malinois till I guess during the wars in the Middle East. Maybe there were a few of them around. But then the police started to use them, and the military started to use them because they were very trainable, very aggressive, and smaller than a German Shepherd. A guy can jump out of an airplane with a Malinois strapped to his someplace and land, as he couldn't do that with a German Shepherd because he's just too big. The Malinois is a dog probably up around 40 pounds, 40, 45 pounds or so, maybe 50. But, you know, a Shepherd is much, much heavier than that. But that's a very aggressive breed. I haven't seen, when I was practicing, I didn't see too many showing up. My goodness. There may be more now because people are more concerned and they want a guard dog because of the instability of the world and their neighborhood.
Okay. So, I have
find more guard dogs.
My dog is a
pet outlook has changed. I was in practice for 40 years. And I started back in 1965 in Springfield, Missouri. And I saw dogs go from the little cocker, which was the most popular dog then, and the poodle was around. And then as the world got stranger and stranger and people started having more problems in their communities, we start seeing the bigger dog show, and that's where the Rottweilers, the Pit Bulls, the German Shepherds always right in there, quite popular. But then the real aggressive ones start to show up, and they're all over the place now, all over the place.
Mm-hmm. When we had some expos, survival and preparedness expos, and one of our instructors is a dog breeder, and he breeds English Mastiffs. And I was so impressed with one of his English Mastiffs that we did, Mrs. Finelli and I decided to buy one from him. And his name is Thomas Jefferson. He's about 200 pounds, just a wonderful disposition. But when people come to the farm for the first time, he'll run out there and he's in defensive mode. He just wants to make sure that we're all going to be okay. And the question that they ask is, does he bite? And my response is, he hasn't bitten anyone all day. but I don't know if that dog would be considered an aggressive dog, because ours is not. Are they? Are the English Mastiffs aggressive?
No, I don't think so. The ones I've seen and been exposed to haven't been aggressive, no. I had a Doberman one time. It was a gray Doberman. They called them blue, but they were gray. And he had little beady eyes, and people would come in the driveway, he would just look at them, and boy, nobody get out of the car.
Right,
he didn't
do
anything.
Right.
He never bit anybody, never did anything, just stare them down. And, yeah, that does a lot. And just the presence of a big dog will keep people away. I've lived in the country right out here since I came to Springfield, Missouri, which is about 50 years ago. And I live in the country, and I put up a sign, beware of dog. To this day, I still have a sign, beware of dog. In 50 years, I've never had any problem with anybody or anything out here. I think a sign does a lot. No matter what, if you got a little poodle, they don't know that. They see a sign out there, and they stay away. But the presence does a lot. If they see the dog, boy, they'll pass it among their buddies if they're in for no good.
You know, as you were saying that, Dr. Lee, I was thinking that I should probably put up a sign here on our farm that says, beware of owner.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of, you can find them in the lumber yards, all kinds of signs, or under the internet. But a sign does a lot, I think, to keep people away. Just the presence of the sign and the fact that there's a dog in there makes them think twice before they were to do anything.
You know, I keep thinking about the docking of the ears and the cutting of the ears. Is the dog anesthetized when that is okay?
Yes.
And how long?
Oh yeah.
When the dog comes to, how long does that dog feel that pain?
Oh, I'm sure instantly. I mean, you have to. And, you know, it's just like having doing surgery on yourself. You're going to feel something there. But, yeah, I'm sure he feels it. If he starts shaking his head, he must feel something. And he'll be shaking his head and maybe trying to pull out of his ears. It can be pretty messy. It really can. If they tear the stitches out, and you know, it'll all heal. But it can take quite a bit, twice as long.
How about we bought a, or we were given a Neapolitan Mastiff, another fairly large dog, a little smaller than the English Mastiff. And she had her tail docked before we were given this dog. Does that hurt the dog as well, having the tails cut?
That is done at just a day or two of age. Does it hurt? I guess it's probably like circumcision. Does it hurt? you know, it's I don't think it hurts the dog. The dog squeals while you do it, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Then they go back to nursing. It's done at a day or two of age. If it's done older, then you got to put them out, and it becomes a bit of a problem. I mean, they certainly let you know that wasn't much fun.
Is there a reason to have a tail docked other than, you know, the preference of the master?
Yeah, there really is. Take some of these big dogs, like a Doberman. You take a Doberman with a big long tail, you get him in the house, and he whips the tail, and there goes the whole, everything's off the coffee table on the floor.
Sure.
Secondly, if they get into a situation where they're, say, in a kennel or something, and they got that tail whipping. I've seen tails come in. The end's just been raw as the devil, where they've been beat to death by the dog flipping his tail back and forth and hitting a wall or something. But that is the only reason I have seen, but that, you know, is something that isn't a common situation.
Right, since we're talking about
the other docking, most docking is done for cosmetic purposes and show purposes.
Okay. Since we're talking about large breeds during this broadcast, when we got our large breed dogs, larger than German Shepherds, we were told by the breeders that you've got to feed large breed dog food to large breeds. Is that true? And if so, why?
By large breed dog foods, what do they mean? Do they mean size-wise?
No, the package will say for large breeds. You know, it's formulated for large breeds.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would say if you can afford it, it's probably a little more expensive. Yeah, it would probably be the thing to do. Is it necessary? I don't think it's that necessary. I really don't. I had dogs, my own dogs, and I never got into real specialty type feeds, and everybody's lived to be a very, very healthy, normal age. But it's going to be more expensive to get these formulated feeds, but there is a little bit more in them. But once again, does the dog need that much? A lot of questions here, I think.
Okay. When we come back, can we talk about extending a dog's lifespan? What do we do to help our dogs live longer? And also post-leggedness. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago. And since that time, I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Lee's with us, Dr. Doug Lee. Dr. Lee, how can we help our dogs live longer? Those of us who have large breed dogs, you know, we're talking about a very short life expectancy, 5 to 7 years. That's really short. And my dog is just over 4 years old now, and I'm thinking, boy, you know, a year or two or three more to go. That's terrible. It seems like he's such a, you know, a young dog.
I say 5 to 7 now. Consider the five area. You're talking more Great Dane breed because they're very short lived. I think your dog is up around 8 or 9 or so. You know what the breeder told you?
I would think maybe 8 or 9 is about right.
Hmm? Yeah, just about.
But that seems so. That seems so short. They barely get going.
It really
you know?
Does. He has a dog for 5 years, and all of a sudden he's gone. I've seen him at 5 years of age, just about to the calendar time. It's over. But, of course, food. Food is very important. Now, I mentioned food. Yes, you have specialty foods for big breeds and all. Yeah, they're good. Now, we get into the cheap foods, and I'm talking about, I shouldn't mention any names, and I won't, but say some of the cheap discount stores. And we have
one
very popular in this area. I think we know who we're talking about. I don't think that food is very good. And I think food is important. If you get food from a name brand producer, I think you're getting a quality food. If you get a cheap producer, and there's some awfully expensive dog foods out there, cost just about as much as buying a human steak. But those are very good. But once again, the average person cannot afford to spend that much for dog food. But there's good food. Now, yes, the food is important. Exercise is important. Country dogs, yours and mine, come and go as they please. Keep people in town. I think the dog parks are good. Exercise is important. Keep them groomed. Grooming is important. Teeth are very important. And once again, that gets back to the food. If you feed a dry food, and it's dry food exclusively, along with maybe some other canned food, but primarily they munch on that dry food. That'll keep the teeth clean. The little breeds with the canned food or very soft foods, they're sure as heck going to have tooth problems. And then tooth problems for coriform abscesses, and that in turn causes an infection, which drags down their health, and that shortens their life expectancy. But really, if you just treat them the way you would treat yourself, I think as far as a life expectancy, exercise, food, make sure that they're checked for worms. That's important in pets because we don't have that people, prominent people. But pets very commonly pick up worms, and fleas can be a factor. You know, tapeworms come from fleas. If you ever see a tapeworm, it looks like a little piece of rice. That's a worm that's inside the dog's stomach that's anywhere from 12 to 18 inches long. And all you see is that little piece come out. The flea eats the eggs that are inside there. Then the flea goes, the dog swallows the flea when he itches and scratches and chews on himself, swallows that flea. One infected flea is a tapeworm, and that's an 12 to 18 inch long worm. Hookworms, they get those outside in the ground. You've got heartworms, too. They're transmitted by mosquitoes. So you do have to check on the worm situation in pets. They have no control over what they're going to walk in out in the ground. They don't wear shoes. So therefore, they get hookworms, could migrate up through their feet. They eat stuff off the ground. They can get hookworms that way. They have no control over the mosquitoes or the fleas, except if we control the fleas. With a spray or whatever you're going to use to control fleas. But, yeah, control the parasites, feed, just environmental stuff.
How about genetics, post-legged?
Genetics take about, a big part of it, too. They'll determine how long they're going to live. And that's what I say. A humane society mixed-breed dog has all the genetic weaknesses mixed, diluted down so that they aren't even a factor. You'll see very few humane society dogs with real serious things that relate to a breed.
There you go. That's great. So overall, if we want a dog to live the longest, have the fewest problems, mixed breed, is that the answer?
I'd say it's about as good as any. There's a lot of them out there. I've got two of them here now. Great dogs, no problem. Yeah, I think a mixed breed is good. But, you know, people do like purebreds, and if you like a purebred, you want a purebred, and you don't know what you want, get on Wikipedia. If you know what you want, get on Wikipedia anyway and read about it. And if you don't know what you want, go look at the Humane Society or Dog Pound or something.
Dr. Lee, thank you so much for sharing this broadcast classroom with us. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.